Former State Senator Nan Rich, the Broward-based Democratic candidate for governor, told Miami Herald editors just yesterday that she's hoping women and independent voters will come through for her in her primary campaign against Charlie Crist. Independents slightly outnumber Republicans in Florida. And Rich, who's the former Senate minority leader, said that women are looking for solutions that neither Governor Rick Scott nor Charlie Crist is offering. Rich said Crist has been wrong on a number of social issues, including full rights for gays and lesbians.
He has changed his opinion on this, as he has on many other things. But for 7 years that I ran the gay adoption bill, he was against gay adoption. And now he's for it, and now he's okay. And marriage equality, he made quite a big statement about signing the petition, the constitutional amendment petition, to ban marriage equality.
Despite a 2-year campaign, Rich is still well behind Crist in the polls. She says the former governor, whom she calls a Democrat light, is still refusing to debate her. The Palm Beach County School Board may soon vote to terminate a charter school, the first time the district has ever had to go through that process. School board members are expected to vote tomorrow on recommendations to terminate the charter school of Boynton Beach. That move comes after the school earned a second consecutive F grade from the state. State law says school districts must terminate charters for schools that receive 2 consecutive failing grades. A charter can avoid that fate with a waiver from Florida's Board of Education. The charter in question, which opened up in 2002 in a space in the Boynton Beach Mall, now has a student population of about 650 students in grades K through 12. In other education news, more than 1,200 families have applied for a new education scholarship that allows parents to mix and match services for their kids with disabilities. They're known as Personal Learning Scholarship Accounts, or PLSAs for short. As WLRN's John O'Connor tells us, Florida is the second state, following Arizona, to approve these sorts of scholarships.
If you want one of the roughly 1,800 new scholarships for students with disabilities, you'd better get an application in soon.
We really didn't expect to see this much demand this quickly.
That's Patrick Gibbons, spokesman for Step Up for Students, which administers the state scholarship program. State leaders weren't sure how many parents would be aware of the scholarships, but word spread quickly and more than 700 families said they were interested before enrollment opened July 18th. Gibbons says the scholarships are more flexible than the state's other school choice programs.
You can mix and match public school and private school. You can pay for tutors, speech therapies, and even save that money for college.
The scholarships range in value from $4,500 to more than $19,000, depending on a student's grade, school district, and disability. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.